You're listening to the Healthcare Tax Advisor Podcast, where you get tips to help you with taxes, insurance, and your tax problems. Your host is enrolled agent Carlos Samaniego.
Hello, this is Carlos Samaniego with the Healthcare Tax Advisor Podcast. Today is Monday, April 9th, 2018, and hey, happy to be back. I was gone since Friday over to Clovis, California. Ended up heading out to Clovis, California for one of my daughter's school events. Her team from her elementary school competed in what's called Destination Imagination. It's a school club that encourages kids to work in teams to solve different challenges, everything from technical, scientific, fine arts, improv challenges. And my daughter's team had competed in a regional competition and qualified for the state championship. Hence, where we were in Clovis, California with hundreds and hundreds of kids competing in just as many teams, it seemed like, competing in the state championship. And it was a really neat experience, not only getting to spend time with my daughter, with the other parents, with all the kids, to see the variety of different and creative and critical thinking that these kids do to solve these different challenges in this club. So I was really impressed. This was my daughter's second year of qualifying for the state championship. In her category, there were actually 14 teams, I believe, that competed in her category. Unfortunately, they did not come into the top three, so they did not make it to the World Championships. But most important thing is, as she said, you know what? I had so much fun. I learned a lot, and she was really happy to have made the state competition. And we just had a blast. So the interesting thing, while I was at this event, I ended up getting a phone call from a client. It's actually one of my clients' kids called me, and they had left a message asking, "Hey, Carlos, we wanted to know how Medicare covers assisted living, because we need to look into assisted living for her parent," and which actually fits perfectly with mistake number four of the top six Medicare mistakes everybody should avoid. And today's episode is about mistake number four: assuming Medicare covers everything. That is mistake number four. Now, I'm gonna get to the assisted living and how it covers or doesn't cover. But the big thing to remember, and this is one of these things I think it's a big wake-up call for a lot of seniors who are turning 65, getting ready to qualify for Medicare, or already on Medicare. And it's just because you have Medicare, it doesn't mean that all your health needs are going to be covered. In fact, the way original Medicare is set up, it basically covers roughly 80% of your health care needs. And the other 20% you are responsible for. Now, there's a way of kind of reducing the other 20%, whether it's through Medicare supplement plans or you choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. But a good general rule is Medicare only covers 80% of your healthcare needs, and the other 20% you are responsible for. Now, there are other services that Medicare generally does not cover at all. Items such as dental care, vision care, your hearing needs. Original Medicare does not cover any of those three items, which are major items, especially as we get older, especially dental. One thing I'm noticing, I'm getting ready to turn 50 here, my dental needs are becoming more and more, and that tends to happen as we get older, yet Medicare does not cover any of that. Now, there are instances, if you choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, that it has some type of dental coverage or vision coverage or hearing needs that are available within those plans. But Medicare specifically does not cover it. It's basically the insurance company through the Medicare Advantage plan are providing some coverage. So now each one of those plans are dramatically different. You might have a Medicare Advantage plan that has no coverage whatsoever, a plan that has a comprehensive coverage or a very limited coverage when it comes to any one of those three items. So again, you have to really kind of do your research and kind of find out, you know, what are the different coverages that are available through Medicare Advantage plans. Now, when it comes to a Medicare supplement plan, I have seen some plans provide some form of dental coverage or other coverages, but again, each one of them are dramatically different and you really have to do your research. Now, the biggie, plans, Medicare Advantage plans or Medicare in general do not, I'm going to repeat this, do not cover long-term care, which includes assisted living or nursing home care. Those items are not covered. You know, my siblings got a big reality check when my mom, after her stroke, she ended up going to an assisted living place locally here, and they thought that it was just covered through Medicare. My siblings did, and I had to explain to them, no, Medicare does not cover that. Medicare has specific items it covers. You know, we talked about what Plan A covers, and what Part A covers and Part B covers. And again, nothing in there says anything about long-term care, which includes assisted living and nursing home care. Now, if you qualify for Medi-Cal or your parent qualifies for Medi-Cal and there's strict requirements and how that works, they may be able to get assisted living costs paid for or nursing home care costs paid for. But again, that has nothing to do with Medicare. You would have to go to your local county office to see if there's any type of coverage there. But again, always remember that tends to be for very low income and low asset individuals that can get some type of coverage there. So, you know, again, this is one of those items that we really have to think about on a regular basis. It's something I never thought about. And up until my mom had her stroke, I never thought about it for me personally. You know, what if something were to happen to me or my wife? And I'll tell you this, you know, if something were to happen and I needed assisted living, nursing home care, or even somebody to come into my home to take care of me or to assist, or even when you're looking, it's not cheap. I know here in my office, we have a home health care agency that provides in-home assistance. Average cost is $25 to $30 an hour for somebody to come into your home to assist you with nursing home care or any type of assisted living in home. So something you really need to think about when it comes to long-term medical needs for yourself or for your parents, if that's who you're looking into. So mistake number four, assuming Medicare covers everything, absolutely not. You need to do your research. You need to ask somebody to understand how it works. Again, my offices are always available for any type of assistance when it comes down to that. Next podcast, I'm going to be talking about mistake number five, not thinking ahead, which kind of leads into about what Medicare does and does not cover. So again, hope you have a wonderful week. And until our next podcast, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, podcast peeps. I know you're a listener, but are you a watcher? If not, head over to healthcaretaxadvisor.com to subscribe to our YouTube channel and set up an appointment with Carlos.